Change may be coming to the way the nation's food safety is policed. The story from CBS's Alexander Tin.
Multiple federal health officials tell CBS News that the Trump administration has asked FDA officials to begin drawing up plans to end routine food safety inspections, outsourcing their work to state and local authorities to conduct oversight. While the FDA already contracts with many states to conduct some routine food facility inspections, officials told us those are usually reserved for the lowest risk inspection targets, like warehouses.
The Trump administration plans to rewrite part of the Endangered Species Act, specifically the section that bans the harming of habitats of endangered and threatened species. Details on that from CBS News climate reporter Tracy Wolf.
When you look at why species go extinct, more often than not, it's not because we are hunting that species to extinction. It's because we're damaging critical habitat where the species lives that eventually renders the species extinct. So the whole purpose behind the Endangered Species Act was to conserve critical habitat.
Environmental groups say they will challenge the proposed change in court. A power blackout has hit all of Puerto Rico, just as the heavily Catholic American territory prepares to celebrate the Easter weekend. Luma Energy said all 1.4 million customers on the island had lost power, although 12% had gotten their power back by the end of the day Wednesday. Details from CBS's Christian Benavides.
This is not rare for Puerto Rico. Back on New Year's Eve, there was another island-wide power outage, and it took many, many days for things to get back to normal.
Lyle and Eric Menendez will appear via video in a Los Angeles courtroom on Thursday to ask a judge to give them a chance at freedom. A preview from KNX radio reporter Pete Demetrio.
Attorney Mark Garagos will ask for a sentence reduction on the grounds the pair have shown remorse and taken responsibility, at the same time pointing out the crime was a reaction to sexual abuse by their father, Jose Menendez, over a period of years. L.A. District Attorney Nathan Hochman will have prosecutors ready to counter, saying until the brothers admit their lies of self-defense, they're not rehabilitated and pose an unreasonable risk of danger to public safety.
Prosecutors will make their case to the judge on Friday. The Miami Heat have earned a spot in the final Eastern Conference play-in game.
The Heat beat the Chicago Bulls with a 109-90 win, ending the Bulls' season. All-star guard Tyler Hero nailed 3 three-pointers and is heard on ESPN.
Hero on the drive, goes inside, banks it home. 38 for Tyler Hero.
Miami plays at Atlanta on Friday for a chance to meet top-seeded Cleveland in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If a carpet refresh is on your to-do list, now's the time to check it off, because right now you can take advantage of our buy more, save more savings. The more you buy, the more you save, up to 15% on select special order carpet purchases. Plus, the Home Depot Home Services can handle the installation for you. All that's left is to enjoy that stunning new carpet and step into softness. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Offer valid April 17th through May 4th. Receive up to 15% off special select order carpet purchases. Minimum purchase required. HomeDepot.com/license numbers.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring 3 distinct intensity settings. Because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up.
And now to a novel approach to changing spaces.
Video posted to social media shows about 300 people in the small town of Chelsea, Michigan, helping a local business owner move to a new. They live on either side of Main Street, passing more than 9 one by one, person by person, down the block and around the corner. Kept them alphabetized. Of hours to move Serendipity Books to its new larger location. One of the shop's 3 part-time employees says it just goes to show how special the community is. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Spotify experienced a widespread outage on Wednesday. Tens of thousands of users reported problems with the popular music and audio streaming service. Spotify says its platform was up and running in a few hours. Company hasn't said what caused the outage, but did say it wasn't hacked. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a light southeast breeze, and morning lows in the mid-30s. Heading into your Thursday with increasing clouds and a few late-day showers. Otherwise, highs of the lower 50s, south winds breezy, a better chance of rain Thursday night. It's 39 at our studios.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. Seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Yeah. I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
Let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy. We know the crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh, no. Oh, oh, oh.
get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
California, I wish they all could be California.
Keep up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Life would be ecstasy. local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We'll be right back.
gently. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Let's go.
be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. CBS News has obtained a Trump administration memo that details a plan to send detainees to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, even if they haven't committed a crime. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoyo Galvez has more.
According to the agreement between the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security governing the operations at Guantanamo Bay, the gave officials broad and wide-ranging discretion to decide to Guantanamo Bay, including the ability to transfer detainees there who lacked any serious criminal record in the U.S. or any at all.
Human rights groups have for years accused the federal government of concealing torture and other abuses at that detention center at Gitmo. Major changes may be coming to the FDA's inspection programs. Here's CBS's Alexander Tin.
FDA officials say that they have been asked to start drawing up plans to end routine food safety inspections, effectively outsourcing much of their work to state and local health authorities. Details of how the outsourcing would take place have not been finalized under the Trump administration plan. High-risk food inspections, like for facilities making baby formula and producers overseas, are still expected to be done by the FDA.
The Trump administration is suing Maine's education department for refusing to bar transgender